Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the evening bulletin, I am Matsina. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Modi calls for collective efforts to build a developed India through environmental responsibility and youth empowerment. Nagaland joins in celebrating Mother's Day. Governor Yadav says mother is an invaluable embodiment of sacrifice and compassion. Nagaland government prohibits display of religion-based, NGO-related and other unauthorized slogans on vehicles across the state. And in Archery World Cup, Indian women's recurve team clinches gold. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru today. He inaugurated the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Centre. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister lauded the role of the Art of Living Foundation in promoting service, spirituality and social transformation.
ये शहर सॉफ्टवेयर और सर्विसेज के लिए दुनिया भर में जाना जाता है लेकिन भारत की सांस्कृतिक पहचान स्पिरिचुअलिटी आध्यात्मिक चेतना को भी इस शहर ने नई ऊंचाई दी है ध्यान प्राणायाम भारत के संस्कारों का अभिन्न हिस्सा रहे हैं आज दुनिया भर के लोग भारत के इन आध्यात्मिक संस्कारों से प्रभावित हैं और इन्हीं पुरातन संस्कारों से भारत की भी अनेक संस्थाओं को प्रेरणा मिलती रही है
The Prime Minister also called for collective efforts to build a developed India through environmental responsibility, youth empowerment and inner well-being.
विकसित भारत का निर्माण ऐसे युवाओं से ही होगा जो युवा मानसिक रूप से शांत हो जो सामाजिक रूप से जिम्मेदार हो और जो समाज के प्रति संवेदनशील हो इसलिए स्पिरिचुअल वेलबींग मेंटल हेल्थ योग मेडिटेशन इस पर काम करने वाली आपकी ये महत्वपूर्ण गतिविधि और इस प्रकार से काम करने वाली अन्य संस्थाएं भी इन सब की भूमिका बहुत बहुत अहम है
Mr. Modi also emphasized that societal participation was more powerful than political systems and was essential for nation building. The Prime Minister also launched a year-long project of the foundation on mental well-being, rural development, nature conservation and social transformation. The Prime Minister said BJP's victories in West Bengal, Assam and Puducherry reflect public support for the centre's policies and programmes. He said people want a government that delivers good governance and fast solutions. Attacking Congress, the Prime Minister accused the party of opposing the Narivandan Samshodhan Bill in Parliament.
दशकों से कांग्रेस देश की महिलाओं की आंखों में धूल झोंकती रही है कांग्रेस महिला आरक्षण का वादा करती थी और फिर अपने ही सहयोगी दलों से इसका विरोध करवाती थी बड़ा खेल चला करता था बीजेपी ने इस खेल को खत्म किया महिलाओं के लिए 33% आरक्षण का कानून बनाया लेकिन साथियों कांग्रेस देश की सबसे बड़ी नारी विरोधी पार्टी है इसलिए कांग्रेस ने संसद में नारी शक्ति बंधन संशोधन को गिरा दिया
Mother's Day was celebrated across the world today. Nagaland also joined the occasion. We have a report.
Special Mother's Day services were held in churches across the state, with families expressing gratitude and offering prayers for the good health and well-being of mothers. Sermons were also delivered, honoring mothers and also acknowledging their love, sacrifice and contribution to families and society. Meanwhile, leaders across the state extended greetings and paid tributes to mothers on their special day. Karhur Akashwani News, Kohima.
Governor Nand Kishore Yadav said motherhood is not just a relationship, but an invaluable embodiment of affection, sacrifice and compassion. Expresses gratitude to all mothers who have guided society with their love and values. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Ziliang greeted all incredible mothers whose love, sacrifice and strength shape families and communities. He also wished them good health, happiness and endless joy today and always. Deputy CM Wai Paton said Mother's Day is an opportunity to express gratitude to every mother and maternal figure whose endless sacrifices contribute to the happiness and well-being of others. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak said being a mother is one of life's greatest blessings. She said mother turns a house into a home with her unconditional love, prayers and silent sacrifices. Minister Salhutinyo Kruse said no words are enough to thank a mother for all the sacrifices, prayers and endless care she gives every single day. Ministers P. Paiwang Konyak, Temjin Imna Along, Jacob Jimomi and advisor H. Tobihoto Ayemi also paid tribute to the strength, resilience and unwavering spirit of mothers. Nagaland government has prohibited the display of religion-based, NGO-related and other unauthorized slogans, stickers, signages and identifiers on vehicles across the state. The ban applies to all private and public vehicles unless specifically permitted under provisions of the Motor Vehicles Act and rules. In a notification dated April 30th, Commissioner and Secretary, Transport Department Robert Longchari, said the order was issued under the Motor Vehicles Act 1988 following an advisory from the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways earlier this year. Vehicle owners have been directed to remove all such displays within 45 days of the notification. The government warned that strict action will be taken against violators under the Motor Vehicles Act and related rules. World Lupus Day was observed globally today. The day is marked to raise awareness about lupus, which is a complex autoimmune disease in which the immune system mistakenly attacks healthy tissues and organs, causing widespread inflammation and damage to joints, skin, kidneys, heart and lungs. Lupus has no known cure and often put devastating impacts on daily life. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The founder of Tamil Laga Vetri Kazagam TVK actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay has been sworn in as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu today. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Alekar administered him the oath of office and secrecy in a swearing-in ceremony held at Nehru Indoor Stadium. Nine ministers also took oath along with Mr. Vijay, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and several personalities from the Tamil film industry were present on the occasion. During his address after taking the oath, Chief Minister Vijay appealed to the people to remain confident about his government and said that he will enable smooth and transparent governance to all. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has extended congratulations and best wishes to Thiru C. Joseph Vijay on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, Mr. Rio wished Mr. Vijay and his Council of Ministers a successful tenure and expressed hope for continued progress and development of the state under his leadership. Senior leader Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma has been elected as the leader of the BJP Legislature Party as well as the NDA in Assam. In the Legislature Party meeting held in Guwahati this morning, a total of 8 BJP MLAs proposed the name of Dr. Sarma as the leader of the Legislature Party. The proposal was subsequently seconded by other MLAs in attendance. Thereafter, in the presence of the 10 Assam Gana Parishad MLAs and BPF legislators, AGP leader Atul Bora and BPF leader Rihon Daimari proposed Dr. Sarma's name as the leader of the NDA. After being elected as the NDA leader, Mr. Sarma met Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at Lok Bhavan and formally submitted the proposal to form the government. The Ministry of Education will organize Bhartiya Bhasha Summer Camp 2026 in all schools across the country during summer vacation. In a social media post, the ministry said that the week-long camp will provide students an engaging opportunity to learn basic communication skills in various Indian languages through interactive activities. And at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai, India's women's recurve team of Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhakat and Kumkum Mohod defeated host China in a dramatic shoot-off to win the gold medal today. After the match ended tied at 4-4 following four sets, the Indian trio held their nerve to edge past China 5-4 in the shoot-off. Veteran Deepika Kumari sealed India's first Archery World Cup gold since 2021 with a crucial final arrow under pressure, Earlier, India had stunned record 10-time Olympic champions South Korea in the semi-finals. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Modi calls for collective efforts to build a developed India through environmental responsibility and youth empowerment. Nagaland joins in celebrating Mother's Day. Governor Yadav says mother is an invaluable embodiment of sacrifice and compassion. Nagaland government prohibits display of religion-based, NGO-related and other unauthorized slogans on vehicles across the state. And in Archery World Cup, Indian women's recurve team clinches gold. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.